The writer William S. Burroughs talked a lot about viruses and famously said that language is a virus. In a novel that came out last year, that idea is made scarily real. To close the show, we'll hear from Ben Marcus, the author of The Flame Alphabet.
In The Flame Alphabet, the language of children is poisonous to adults. And Sam is married to Claire, and they have a teenage daughter, Esther. And they're starting to put it together that their daughter's language is making them sick. But I think it's on the tip of their tongues, and they don't want to say it. They don't want to confront it.
Esther sang as she walked through the house. Her voice was toneless, from the throat, in a frequency high in warding power. If you heard it, you were thoroughly repelled. She muttered in her sleep and awake. She spoke to us and others into the phone, out the window, into a bag. It didn't matter. Nice things, mean things, dumb things. Just teenagers chatter like a tour guide to nothing, stalking us from room to room. She did it without thinking, and she did it to herself, and it was we alone who were sickened. But of course, we'd find others too.
I was interested in the way that children might be the last people to blame. We would never want to think that the creatures we love could be hurting us. When I think about my children, I have a 4-year-old and an 8-year-old, causing me this degree of pain, it's just so outside anything I've ever experienced. But my daughter, who's 8 now, did have colic, and she had a room-clearing scream. And I remember once she was 4 months old. She screamed so loud that I almost threw up. Suddenly, I felt this almost deep, uncontrollable nausea, and it went away. But it was this. It was a moment of feeling the way sound can reach deep into your body.
A din rose out of the north field beyond the school, and as the sound bloomed, it grew, piercing, wretchedly clear, borne so quickly on the wind, we shuddered when it hit.
The children in the neighborhood start to gather at night, and they have discovered that they can repel people through speech. They use a megaphone to blast messages into the street, and people flee their houses to get away from the sound. But some bystander is caught out in the street.
One of the kids stopped on the sidewalk across the street from us. He'd caught someone, and now he was going to attack. He crouched, his hands cupped over his mouth, and he started shouting, a series of single-word cries projected through his hands as if he were launching ammunition from his face.
Language can be abusive, and it can be tyrannical, and I think I started to want to think of the book as not just some fanciful invention of like, well, wouldn't it be cool and weird if language did this, but actually thinking, you know what, it already does. This is true.
Sprawled out on the street beneath the boy was someone who wasn't moving, and the boy made sure of that with repeated volleys launched right over the body. A relentless flow as the body twitched each time the kid spoke, as if a cattle prod shot electricity from his mouth. Then the body stopped twitching and the boy relented. When the boy stood up, we saw his face in the streetlight, so long and solemn and awful. Except the kid wasn't a boy. It was my Esther.
I experience language in a lot of ways like a drug. If someone close to me says, I hate you, it actually will cause a visceral feeling in my chest. This idea of sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. It always just seemed crazy because it's not true. I actually think language can be so potent and so painful. And the best literature is that. Just through words, we enter a world that did not exist, that doesn't exist.
Then language is a virus.
Language, it's a virus. Ben Marcus talking about his novel, The Flame Alphabet. The excerpts were read for us by Ed Herbstman.